This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, latest breaking news is that Trump will be debating on October 15th, or at least his spokesman says he intends to. He left Walter Reed Hospital tonight. He returned to the White House, and he's just an amazing human being, and I said that on Friday on this show. I pulled back my story because it wasn't proper to put out a story when a guy is sick and being rushed by helicopter to the hospital. It didn't make sense to put out a story that predicted he'd be back out of the hospital by Monday or Tuesday in record time, and he'd be like superhuman. The people would be, we'd be like, oh my gosh, this guy's amazing. Even I didn't predict he'd like come outside the hospital and kind of do a parade. All his fans were there, lining the streets. And he just couldn't sit in his hospital room and let that happen. He had to come out and thank everybody. And liberals are trying to make it like that's a bad thing. They got to try and dig up anything they can. There is nobody in history that's ever reacted to COVID themselves, who had it themselves, who would do the things that Trump has done. He put out a video before he got in the helicopter to reassure everybody, let him know he's going to be okay. Unheard of. And then he got on the helicopter in a suit and a tie. The guy is sick. He's got fever. He's got coughing. He's got low oxygen levels. Doctors are scared. He puts on a suit and a tie. He looks like a million bucks because he's the president of the United States. He respects the office. He always looks like a million bucks. He gets on the helicopter. He goes to the hospital. Once in the hospital, he works all day. He works all day and puts out videos in suit, not tie, suit with a white shirt open at the neck. Like he just took his tie off, and he shows himself at basically an Oval Office he set up in the White House working and reassures everybody and then sends food out to the people that are outside as fans because he wants to make sure they know that he loves them and appreciates them. And then he says, you know what, let me just get in the Secret Service SUV and let me wave to everybody and we'll do like a, you know, like addressing the troops. And then he gets out of the hospital tonight. Thumbs up. He says he wants to get right back on the campaign trail. Everything about this is so different than anything anyone else has ever seen or done before. And that's Trump. He's an amazing dude. I wrote my column on him. It's called Trump Just Became Captain America and Democrats Are Losing Their Minds. Here it is. It was published today at Gateway Pundit. It's on my website, rootforamerica.com. When President Trump and First Lady Melania tested positive for COVID, Democrats were gloating and hoping for the worst. They thought a sick or dying Trump would be unable to campaign down the home stretch and hand a victory to basement Biden. Just, can you imagine Biden just in his mask, hiding in the basement of his home in Delaware, praying he wins the election without ever campaigning, without any rallies? My God, can you imagine? Do you remember what happened 4 years ago? Hillary lost because she didn't go on rallies while Trump was rallying 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, crisscrossing the country, doing 4 or 5 in a day. He proved himself superhuman, and she didn't do enough. She didn't even go to Wisconsin ever. And she lost it. And she lost the election. And 4 years later, they nominated someone who not only isn't doing as many rallies as Trump, he isn't doing any rallies. None! He's never done one! He hides in his basement all day. And they think they're going to win. And don't forget, last time they had people on the ground like we do, boots on the ground. This time they have no boots on the ground. We're going to a million, the Republican Party, the RNC, has volunteers going to a million houses a week campaigning. And Democrats have done zero. It's a million to zero since June. June, July, August, September. So 4 months, 16 weeks. We've gone to just under 20 million homes door to door, and they've done zero because they're afraid of COVID. And they think they're going to win an election. They got a candidate who doesn't come out of the basement, and they have volunteers who don't volunteer and don't go to someone's house, and we're going to millions of houses. It's amazing. What did former President Obama call this? A teachable moment. But it's not the lesson Democrats hope for. I've studied Donald Trump my entire adult life. Growing up as a kid in New York and being 15 years younger than Trump, he was my hero, mentor, and role model since my college days at Columbia University. Trump has three traits above all others. First, he is relentless. He never gives up. He always finds a way to come out on top. My favorite saying is NBAT, N-B-A-T, never bet against Trump. Second, he's like Houdini, a great escape artist. He's adept at turning lemons into lemonades. Just when you think he's lost, he comes roaring back to life. Third, Trump is a human tornado. He's a man of superhuman energy and willpower. He makes things happen through force of personality that others would find unimaginable, impossible. Those three traits are the essence of Trump. Now, understanding these Trump rules, that's my new book, Trump Rules, helps put into context what's happened for the past 5 years since Trump came down that escalator in 2015. Trump and Democrats have been playing a game of Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote. Every time they are certain they haven't beat, Trump dumps a load of cow manure on their heads, and they walk away muttering, "We had him. How did he get away again?" So as usual, when Trump got COVID, liberals assumed the worst. They never learned their lesson. I knew Trump was going to make mincemeat out of them. They thought they had him where they wanted him. They thought his illness or death was the October surprise that would win the election. Here were just a few responses from leading liberals. The former spokeswoman for Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign, Zahra Rahim, tweeted out, "I hope he dies." The Washington Post tweeted out, "Imagine what it will be like to never have to think about Trump again." The New York Times suggested Trump should quit the 2020 race and drop his name off the ballot. So MSNBC asked Nancy Pelosi, "Has the White House contacted you about continuity of government? As if he dies, you know, you'll be the leader, Nancy. Maybe if we're lucky, Pence will get it. He'll die too, and that'll make Nancy president." Hollywood filmmaker Michael Moore said, "My thoughts and prayers are with COVID-19. You thought he might have enough class to say, "I hate the guy, I hate his views, but my thoughts and prayers are with the president and Melania." Instead, he says, "My thoughts and prayers are with COVID-19. These are sick people. As David Horowitz pointed out, by the way, mentally ill people, sick people, evil people. On social media, every Trump hater in the world gloated and rooted for his death. I'm sure many Democrat politicians assumed this would scare Americans and give them carte blanche to shut down the economy again. Well, Democrats and Trump haters, guess what? You were right. This is a stunning October surprise, except it's not your surprise, it's ours. It all backfired on the Democrats. Trump is beating COVID in record time. Trump will be leaving the hospital today, and of course he left the hospital today. He's back at the White House. Just as I predicted, as soon as I heard Trump was being rushed to the hospital, Trump has turned the tables, he's flipped the script, he's turned lemons to lemonade, he's turned a bad hand of cards into a stunning victory on the river card. Trump now looks like an invincible superhero. The comparison with Biden is crushing. While Biden hides in his basement, Trump at age 74 beat COVID in just days and never slowed down. Trump never stopped working for the American people. He just moved his Oval Office workplace to his hospital suite. He managed to update us about his condition with tweets and videos all weekend, and he wasn't in pajamas, robe, or hospital gown looking like a sick man. Not Trump. He insisted on looking like $1 million even while facing death. He was in an elegant suit every time. Trump defined presidential. Trump defines presidential. And then he took it a step further. Trump did what only Trump could imagine. He held a Trump rally. He held a parade to thank his fans lined up outside the hospital, waving from his limo. Only Trump would think of such a thing. And that's a positive comment, man. I'm complimenting Trump. I think it's wonderful. He is amazing. He is relentless. You know the image Trump created? Trump gets more done in a day while laid up in a hospital with COVID, facing death, than Biden has done in the whole campaign. Guess who the American people want fighting for them? I know it's Trump. Now, Democrats argue Trump is reckless. The reason he has COVID is he's reckless. And the fact that he go out there with the Secret Service and you know, in a parade is reckless. Well, Trump flipped the script on that one, too. Trump pointed out, this is the job of a president, like it or not. The president of the United States has to face risks. The president of the United States can't hide. He can't look weak or scared. He can't hide in the basement. He has to set an example for the American people, and that's exactly what Trump did. And by the way, this economy's never going to close again. This president's unstoppable. Trump showed us how a leader leads. He's a living example of America's famous can-do spirit. Trump just showed us the attitude we all need to beat COVID. Because of Trump's example, because of a 74-year-old beating COVID quickly and working all day in a suit while he fights COVID in a hospital, this economy will never close again, you know? If a 74-year-old can beat COVID, then no 30-year-old has the excuse they can't show up for work or they have to close their business. I told you so. NBAT, N-B-A-T, never bet against Trump. The legend of Trump just grew 10,000 times larger. Trump just became Captain America, and the Democrats are losing their minds. It's my commentary. Trump just became Captain America. Came out today, Gateway Pundit. And I, you know, remember I was basing it on Roger Staubach, Roger the Dodger. They named him Captain America. He was the captain of America's team, the Dallas Cowboys. And that's what Trump just became. Trump's like a superhero now, just like my boyhood idol, Roger Staubach. And by the way, I was on Bill Cunningham's show last night, and I mentioned this exact story and talked about Captain America and Roger Staubach and how Trump is now Captain America. And Bill Cunningham said, Wayne, I'm friends with Roger Staubach. We grew up in the same city, Cincinnati, and went to the same schools and played ball. He's a little older than him. I think he's 8 years older than Bill Cunningham. But played ball in the same Catholic school system. Roger is the quarterback, and Bill Cunningham is the star basketball player. And he said, I talk to him all the time. And I said, oh, my God, he's my childhood hero. There's only two people that bring tears to my eyes. One is Ronald Reagan, how much I loved him. And the other is Roger Staubach. I've become like a little kid when I think of Roger Staubach. Can you please get him on my show? And he said, I'm going to work on it for you. And he texted me today and said he left a message for Roger Staubach to call him back so he could tell him to get on Wayne Root's show. So hopefully soon we'll have Roger Staubach for you right here on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Boy, I'm going to have to keep from being like a little girl. I love that guy. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. Optavita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, Optavita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now Optavita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you three silver applicators. A spray bottle, free. A dropper bottle, free. A fine mist nasal sprayer, free. All three free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. One voice can make a big difference, but uniting thousands of voices together, all of us with one loud voice, that can change history. Join the Patriot Party for a huge MAGA rally, October 16th and 17th at the beautiful Scottsdale Plaza Resort in Scottsdale, Arizona. At the Rise Up Revolution Party and Rally, we will educate and empower fellow patriots who have answered the call to action. We're moving the needle to win Trump 2020. I'll be the MC introducing Grammy Award-winning singer, Rick Vicky Rebel, and an amazing lineup of speakers, including Sheriff Joe Arpaio, General Flynn's sister, Barbara Flynn, Congressman Jay Lawrence, Dr. Keith Rose, Gene Ho, Juanita Broderick, and Brandon Darby. Plus, a huge Trump vehicle parade, including the Trump Train campaign bus, Cowboys for Trump, and Bikers for Trump. Rise up now! Purchase your tickets or become a sponsor. Call 603-519-1401. 603-519-1401. Or go to thepatriotparty.rocks. That's thepatriotparty.rocks.
Raw and unfiltered.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know what I say about Liberty Health Share. It's not insurance. It's not health insurance. It's better. It's Christian health sharing. They've taken good care of me. As of January, I've saved at least a minimum of $90,000 in the last 5 years by joining Liberty Health Share and getting rid of health insurance. $90,000. Can you use an extra $90,000? And that's just on the premiums. And that's only assuming the premiums are the same $2,000 a month as they were the day that I left 5 years ago. I'm assuming by now they'd be up to maybe $2,500 or $3,000 a month. So maybe I've saved $120,000. There's $120,000 extra in the bank of Wayne Root because of Liberty Health Share. And then when I had kidney stone surgery, the bill was $27,000. They asked me to pay my $2,000 deductible, and they paid the entire $27,000 bill. I don't know about you. I think they're a breath of fresh air. I think they're wonderful. I think you owe it yourself to contact them and check it out and compare to what you've got with your health insurance now, the deductible you've got and the price you pay. It's unbelievable. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. Hope all my fans are listening. 855-58-LIBERTY, toll-free number, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Let me give you the phone number because we don't have guests in the show this last hour. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Is the call the number, and I'll take calls for the entire second half of the show. So I want to talk about Andrew Cuomo a little bit, and I want to talk about the NBA ratings a little bit in this shortened segment, and then we've got the whole rest of the show left, and we'll take some calls. 833-927-8255, War Talk. 833-WAR-TALK. NBA Finals ratings crash again. back-to-back historic lows. And by the way, the NFL ratings have crashed. I have not heard anything about baseball, but I assume they've crashed because I know they were horrible when baseball restarted. You'd think it was the first sport in America to start again. You'd think they would have been through the roof. They were horrible. Nobody was watching. I'm assuming they're still horrible, but I know for a fact the NFL started out horrible, and now I see the NBA is at the all-time lowest depths in the history of the NBA. And when there was actually a poll done, and what was the number one answer? The NBA has gotten far too political. And you know that there's nobody liberal saying that. That's totally conservative males who love sports who are never going to watch the NBA again or not for years to come. Because all these players had to go, you know, ruin it all with Black Lives Matter. Ruin it all with their political opinions that nobody gives a damn about, that are totally ignorant, that are totally wrong-headed, that make absolutely no sense. Oh, you're black and you make $20 million a year plus endorsements, so really you make $30 million a year. And people kiss your ass 24 hours a day, and every little kid wants your autograph, and every woman wants to bed you. But, oh, America's not nice to black people. Well, that's pretty funny. That's pretty rich, isn't it? It's a joke. That's what I always said about Colin Kaepernick. He's kneeling for the national anthem. I said this 3 years ago. He's kneeling for the national anthem. He's pissing on the United States of America and on every veteran in our country. And every patriot and everyone who ever died for our country. And he's doing all that while he signed a $150 million contract. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? God bless America. You do the same thing in Venezuela. Number one, you play major league sports in Venezuela. They pay you $1.50. $1.50 a game. And then if you complain and say it's a bad country and the despot dictator runs the country, Maduro, say something bad about him, you get tortured and murdered in the middle of the night. And believe me, it won't be a fast death. It'll be a slow death. I can't even tell you the unspeakable things they'll do to you all night long before they kill you. How could anyone be so dumb they criticize the United States as if this is not a great country? How could anyone be so dumb to make $30 million a year or more? LeBron makes a lot more. How could you make millions of dollars a year and say America's mean and nasty to black people? How ridiculous. By the way, the single biggest problem with the NBA is there ought to be affirmative action, right? There should be affirmative action. Why is there more white people in the NBA? How about the NFL? Why aren't there more Jewish quarterbacks, Asian running backs? I don't even see any Hispanic wide receivers. I think there should be affirmative action. Some amount of sports, of openings on sports teams should be set aside for every group of people. I think there should be lesbians on sports teams, right? Lesbian wide receivers. Transsexuals at quarterback. Come on, we want a diverse world. You know, of course, I'm joking. What I want is the best players on the field. And I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm Jewish, but I don't know too many Jewish guys that are the best quarterback on the field. I don't know too many Asians that are best wide receiver on the field. I certainly know a lot of black guys who are the best player on the field. You know what that means? They should be the ones on the field. But, hey, going by their arguments, it's time for diversity and affirmative action. I'm the Jewish quarterback.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is back at the White House. The president had been at Walter Reed Medical Center since Friday after testing positive for the coronavirus. He walked out of the hospital's front door and boarded Marine One under his own power without a mask. Cal Fire is announcing a number of new initiative technologies to fight historic wildfires in California. National Guard General David Baldwin says they're using MQ-9 Reaper drones and space satellites to detect, map, and assess fire damage.
So we're using those technologies, coupled with a new artificial intelligence system, to very rapidly ascertain where the fire was, where the fire wasn't, so that we can help those families that lost those homes or those businesses need as soon as possible.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden holding a town hall down in Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK.
That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, the Root's on fire. October 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Ahern Hotel Pool and Cabanas. I'm having a Q&A and book signing. The first one in the country. First books available anywhere in the world. My new book, Trump Rules, out on November 10th. But you can't get it anywhere till November 10th. You can get it at this book signing a week from Friday, October 16th. You'll have the first books out in the world. And for those thousands of you who attended my pro-Trump, pro-police car parade on the Vegas Strip last Wednesday, thousands of you there, all great people, and I hope many of you show up at this Nevada Republican Club event. My guess is we will sell out very quickly, so if you're going to go, you better contact them now. Register at NevadaRepublicanClub.com. We don't have room for, you know, the 4,000 people that came to my amazing parade. 4,000 of you aren't getting in, so I think they're going to limit it to like 250 people. That's the most you can have nowadays in Sisalax, Nevada. So you better check in now. Register at NevadaRepublicanClub.com. No host bar, $25, includes heavy appetizers, and Wayne Root with a Q&A. I'll be answering your questions. I'll be meeting all of you. I'll be schmoozing with all of you. I'll be signing your books. It's great stuff. NevadaRepublicanClub.com. Week from Friday, October 16th, 6 to 8 p.m. Those of you in Las Vegas who know First Friday events, they're trying to come back with First Friday events. This will be the first one in several years at the Ahern Hotel, Pool and Cabanas. Beautiful setting, beautiful night. Weather in October is a 10. It's like April. It's a 10, one of the two greatest months, and it will be just beautiful. Let's grab some calls. We've got some calls, and we'll take more. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Julie in Vegas on line one. Julie, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind?
Good. So, listen, I just happened to catch our wonderful president leaving the hospital today. And, of course, the mainstream media, you know, they always have to get their gotcha question in, their gotcha moment. So here's, you know, Trump supporters in the background. They're all chanting, "We love you, four more years," and all those chants they do at the rallies. And here comes the fake news with their question. Mr. President, do you think you're a super spreader? I mean, really, that's your question. The man,
they're not going to win this thing with things acting like idiots like that. They're not going to win. Julie, they can't win with idiotic questions like that. They're making fools of themselves, and they're turning off the American people. He's like superhuman, and they're asking if he's a super spreader. No, he's superhuman. He's not a super spreader. He's the most amazing person that's ever occupied the White House. They don't make him like that anymore. There'll never be another Trump. We'll never have anything like him after he leaves. So better enjoy the last times we've got him, the next 4 years. Assuming he gets reelected, you better enjoy the next 4 years, because you'll never, ever, ever have anyone like him. What an amazing guy. Never sleeps. Never stops working for the American people. Could you believe that he worked the time he was in the hospital, Julie?
Yeah, strong as steel. The man is as strong as nails, and, you know, that's their question.
Yeah, well, they're terrible people. They're evil. They're tense evil. They're evil. They hate America, and they hate Trump because he makes America great again. Thank you, Julie. Appreciate it. Jesse in Connecticut. Jesse, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
Good, good. How are you? You know, I just wanted to say a couple good things. I know there's limited time on the radio. I have so much to say. But, you know, since I was in my late teens and early 20s, I remember this guy, you know, who kept coming back. He built a nice business and maybe the economy would hurt or something. Something would happen. He'd try again. He'd keep coming back. And this is the kind of attitude we need in the United States. You know, I see this other president, you know, smoking, okay? You know, Obama, smoking. What an example for all kids in America, one of the biggest killers in the United States, tobacco use. And then I was horrified seeing them give billions of dollars to Iran. Iran, who kills, you know, homosexuals, who kills men who rape women. Is this going to happen again? We're going to have, you know, Biden-Obama thing where they give billions of dollars to Iran instead of a president who, you know, 2008, who got a check in 2008? Well, the big businesses. So if they think Trump's catering just to the big businesses, I'll tell you what, a lot of people got a check during this COVID crisis. A lot of people who needed it with low income. So these people who are talking, I don't know what they're talking about. You know, it would be a tragedy if Trump doesn't win this election.
I
hope he does, and I just wanted to support, you know, what you're saying, you know?
Let me make one correction for you, because you were talking fast, and you're trying to get everything out at once, and you said something I think you didn't quite mean. You said Iran executes men who rape women. I think you meant women who get raped by men. Literally, if you're gang raped, you know, in these Muslim countries, the woman is found guilty, and they literally execute her for being gang raped. That is, I assume, what you meant, right?
Less than $1 billion.
Yeah, exactly.
So the Obama administration is sending this government billions of dollars. Why do I want to elect someone like this? It doesn't, you know, I don't understand why that's not like the hugest story ever. I mean, it was horrifying to me when I heard that.
I know. I agree.
When there's people that don't have food in the United States, but where did the checks go this time? Where did the checks go this time when they needed it? They went to the small businesses, to the small people. So they say that Trump's only for big business. How, you know, they got to line up the facts here. You know, so
well,
I just wanted to go forward what you're saying. I like what you're feeling, and, you know.
Thanks, Jesse. Appreciate it. Thank you. And I got to tell you, one of the things that really burned my bridges about the debate, I mean, it was just one lie after another by Biden, and I've yet to hear anybody say that it was just lie after lie after lie. And some of them were so big, it was just the whoppers of all time. And one of those whoppers was Biden actually looked at the camera. And this is why, one of the reasons I can't believe, you know, Trump didn't answer. Trump didn't have the answer. It makes no sense. Trump managed to put together the greatest response to COVID of any president in world history. You know, between the PPE and the generators and the public-private partnership with the biggest companies in America. Trump just did this amazing job getting everything, you know, built and pumped out. It was like a war effort, and he was the general and CEO leading the war effort, and he was amazing. But the single biggest thing he did was the small business loans. He was amazing, the money that he pumped into small business. And Biden stood up there and looked into the camera and lied and said, you know, you didn't help small businessmen and women. You let them all die. Some stupid thing like that, he said. It was even stronger than that, I'm sure. I'm sure it was you're a killer of small business. You did nothing for them. And I wanted Trump to answer back and say, nothing. Trillions of dollars were given out. No questions asked. Automatically to every small business in America. I did something no one's ever even thought of doing. You know, and it's not like it's a Republican-Democrat thing. There's no Republican president. There's no Democrat president. No Obama. No, you know, if Bob Dole had been elected, Bob Dole would have never thought of it. Trump just said, let's do a Marshall Plan. He probably got it from me. I was the guy who said on Newsmax TV, Trump's got to do a Marshall Plan to save America and bail out American small business. We did it in 2008, 2009, the Great Recession. We bailed out the banks, but we didn't bail out the people. We let the businesses go under. Trump took my idea of a Marshall Plan, and he did it. He put together trillions of dollars and bailed out all the small businesses. Nobody's ever done something like that. No one's ever thought of doing something like that. No one's ever that quickly gotten the money in the hands of millions of small businessmen and women. And he should have said that, and he didn't say it. That, you know, he let us down in the debate. He was not great in that debate. And you know why, by the way? Did it ever occur to anybody? It sounds like probably he already had COVID. He may have had the beginnings of COVID, and he was just not feeling himself. Who knows? Nobody's mentioned anything. He certainly wasn't himself that night. That was not at all his best debate. He did much better against Hillary, and I just thought he didn't have the answers against Biden. And he never smiled. He looked upset the whole time. And maybe he was sick. Maybe his equilibrium was off. Maybe his body knew that COVID was coming fast, and he was going to be in trouble soon. And that was the very beginnings of it that night. Because I think it's pretty understood, I think, that he had COVID by that point, I think. He hadn't tested for it, but I'm just saying it was in his body, and it was starting. He just didn't know he was sick yet. All right, let me segue to Andrew Cuomo, because it just makes me so angry when liberals have the nerve to say Trump's a Nazi. As a matter of fact, wait a minute, where's the article? I've got the article about the guy who calls Trump a Nazi. It's really sickening. Really sickening. And then I'll compare that to what you see with Andrew Cuomo. But I got to find it first. I don't know where it is. It's here somewhere. I've got the article. I got hundreds of articles. I'll have it with me for the next segment. You know, there's just only a point where you have 100 articles in front of you. It's not easy to find one of them. So I'll get it for the next segment. But I know there was a Jewish actor in Hollywood who came out and said today, if you're a Jew and you support Trump, you're for the Nazis. Yeah, Michael Rapaport. Well, Michael Rapaport. Michael Rapaport's an actor, but this guy's a voiceover guy, so I don't think it's Michael Rapaport. In any case, it's so absurd. It's that whole thing with Saul Alinsky. Look in the mirror, whatever you see, blame the other guy. The Democrats really are the Nazis. Democrats are the Islam lovers. They've got all the people in bed with them, like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and AOC and the squad, who literally hate Jews. I mean, hate them with a passion, hate Israel. And then they blame us. Trump's a Nazi. Trump has been the greatest president for Jews of any president in the history of the world outside of Israel. There's never been a greater president for Jews. Never. And they're saying, you're a Nazi if you support Trump? Meanwhile, Andrew Cuomo is saying, let's close the Jewish synagogues and let's close the Jewish private schools in New York. That's sick. That is such anti-Semitism. Oh, here's the guy, Josh Gad. Jews who support Trump are siding with the Nazis. Hollywood voiceover artist Josh Gad, best known as the snowman from Frozen. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR, and 10. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. 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 Go to themagamall.com.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Rates, policy points, and availability vary by state.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. Coming to you from the house that Root built. And by the way, Dan Bongino, I want to wish him well. Dan Bongino's having surgery this week, I believe Wednesday. That's what I read online, Wednesday, although one of my fans, Michael, said that it was today. But it said in the article I read it's Wednesday. And he's having surgery for a big tumor in his neck. And they have no idea until they get in there whether it's cancerous or not. But it's supposedly a huge tumor. And so, look, Dan Bongino's one of the great guys in the conservative movement and in conservative talk radio. And all I could tell you is I just wish him well. Here's the actual article at Survivor Net. I don't know what that is, but the article says fans are rallying around radio host Dan Bongino has discovered a tumor in his neck. He's undergoing surgery to remove the tumor and awaiting biopsy results. He just announced he's getting surgery. Fans are behind him. The beloved figure recently discovered a lump in his neck, turned out to be a tumor. He's 45 years old. It's 10 centimeters by 7 centimeters. And he's currently awaiting test results from the biopsy, but plans to undergo surgery on Wednesday in order to have it removed. And so all I can say is, like Rush Limbaugh, I don't want to lose another great conservative who's very, very good at what he does. Dan Bongino is very, very good at what he does. And we all say a prayer for Dan Bongino. And, of course, keep praying for President Trump, because just because he's home at the White House and out of the hospital doesn't mean that you don't have a relapse, doesn't mean that you don't get sicker, or doesn't mean that it just lasts another 3 weeks, you know, not horrible, but moderate. Guess what? You can't leave. You can't go out and campaign. You can't have rallies. There's only 1 month to the election. You know, this was good timing, and is never good timing, but to get COVID. But if you wanted to say perfect timing, if you're going to get it, you'd say, well, let me get it in June. Let me get it in May. Let me get it in July. But to get it in the first week of October, when there's only like 3.5 weeks left for the election, is not great timing. But he's the one guy in the world that can overcome this, I'm sure. Let me mention, when you're speaking about Trump, you should always mention the MAGA Mall, the sponsor of this segment of the show. And if you've ever ordered a MAGA cap, you know that so many of them are pieces of junk, basically all of them. Those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at great prices, go to themagamall.com, themagamall.com, T-H-E, magamall.com. They have the largest selection, finest quality MAGA caps made from premium cotton twill, finest embroidery. pride themselves in the best products at the most competitive prices, meaning Rolls-Royce products at Chevrolet prices. MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use the promo code WAR10 at checkout, WAR10. And that's my initials, W-A-R, Wayne Allen Root, WAR, and the number 10, and you get 10% off. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com, themagamall.com. So I don't know if I've reiterated strongly enough. Another thing Trump left out of the debate, again, it's easy when you're not the one debating, but I've been there. I did participate in a presidential debate for the Libertarian Party on national TV in front of a live audience of over 1,000 people in Denver, Colorado, and wound up winning the VP nomination because of my performance that night, and would have won the presidential nomination if Bob Barr had not brought, I think, 250 people out of 1,000. He brought in a bus. He brought like two or three buses to the event with 200 votes. And won the nomination. That's the only reason I lost. He barely beat me. Or I would have had the presidential nomination. But I know how to debate, and I'm telling you, the one thing Trump should have kept coming back to again and again was the economy and law and order, the economy and law and order, the economy and law and order. And Biden is so bad a record on both of those. And here's the thing. The Federal Reserve is now estimating that GDP will be 34% in the third quarter. That just ended on September 30th, last Wednesday, was the last day. GDP, gross domestic product, economic growth is going to wind up increasing by 34% for the quarter, which would make it the best quarter in the history of the United States of America since 1776 in George Washington, the best quarter. And that would probably make it the best quarter in world history. No one's ever done something like this. The greatest increase in GDP in a single quarter in the history of America up till now is a little less than 20%. And we're now going to be at 34%. That's the power of Donald Trump. Amazing. And then I mentioned the NBC Wall Street Journal poll that gave Biden a 14-point lead by massively oversampling Democrats. And so I just want you to know, another factor is that the poll's egregious sampling, oversampling of Democrats. 45% of those asked in the poll identified as either strong Democrat, moderate Democrat, independent, lean Democrat, versus 36% of those asked identifying the same degrees of Republican. So they gave Democrats an 11-point lead. It's a divided country. We're dead even, but they gave Democrats an 11-point lead. That's why he came out a 14-point winner, Biden. It's total, complete fraud. And they only polled registered voters, not likely voters, which never works. Total fraud. And yes, it was Josh Gad, the Hollywood voiceover artist, best known as Olaf, the snowman from Frozen, who tweeted Monday that Jews who support President Trump are siding with Nazis. And he retweeted a photo of Nazis bearing swastikas that had originally been tweeted by a left-wing account. And the account tweeted, "Army for Trump's thugs coming soon to intimidate votes near you." And folks, this is Saul Alinsky at its absolute finest. Trump's the greatest president for Jews and Israel and the Jewish people of anyone in history. And the Democrats are the anti-Semites. And Andrew Cuomo of New York is closing down Jewish schools and Jewish synagogues. And mentioning that's what he likes to close down, that's where the problem is. That's your Nazis. See you tomorrow. God.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.